everyone, and welcome back to the Silver Screen Scoundrels, where we talk about everybody's favorite pastime, the movies. We're your host. I'm Colonel Bob Tingle.
I am delighted to be here. I'm just Ian. I'm not a colonel, lieutenant, a general. I'm nothing of the sort.
Oh, you're not.
Bob is a colonel. It was not nothing. Also with us tonight is our good friend and yours, Mr. Derek L. Hoskins. Derek, how are you tonight?
Oh, Ian, you'll always be the captain of my heart, buddy. I'm doing great. I can't wait to talk about Barbarian.
Ah, yes. Barbarian. Barbary Street.
Barbary.
Yeah, I don't I don't know how to start this one. So I'll tell you this. I was talking to a dear friend of the show, Trent Persinger, and I don't know if you guys know this, we're in another podcast. I know. Shocking. I was actually talking to you too. You don't seem too surprised. So I go to Trent one night and I'm dropping something off to him, and he says, "Hey, there's this movie, and I'm not going to tell you anything about it, but we should watch it." And I was like, "Well, that's impossible if you don't tell me what it is." And he said, "Well, I'm going to send a text out to you and the other guys, and you'll know then." I'm like, "I don't know why you can't just tell me now, but okay." So an hour goes by. I'm pretty sure it was an hour. It felt like a lifetime. I'm intrigued when it comes to horror movies. I'm intrigued. And I tried to look up on everyone coming out for the year toward the beginning of the year. And I'll check up on it periodically throughout the year because, you know, new ones will kind of get announced, like it'll be pushed up or pushed back and whatnot. So I will say, as of about a month, a little over a month and a half ago, when he told me about this movie, I had never heard of it. I didn't hear anything about it. I was very shocked to hear that this movie was being released. The review that he had read came from Mr. Edgar Wright. As you guys know, he's an excellent, excellent director, filmmaker in general. So I was like, oh, and he gave it high praise. He said, don't watch a trailer. Don't go into this movie like looking into anything. Just go in blind. And that's what I did. I didn't watch any trailers. Like, a teaser had come up and I watched a little bit, and it was like the teaser where they're showing like the audience, the live audience, like freaking out during the movie and like the test screenings and stuff. And I'm hearing about all these people that are getting like so shocked and terrified, and they're screaming and all this stuff is happening. So I'm like, well, I got to see this. But I am one of those that I've seen these reviews before, and I'm like, I'll be the judge of that. And then I usually honestly, when it's something like this, I usually don't agree. When they're showing so much footage of people like screaming and like, oh, it's the most terrifying film of the year. And I'm just like, well, okay, again, I'll be the judge of that. So fast forward, I go and watch this movie with a few friends of mine, and we have thoughts. Bob had seen it before. Bob had thoughts, but we wanted to do something as a family here. So we went with our brother Derek, so he didn't have to watch it alone. And plus, like, Bob and I just genuinely have the same opinion on wanting to watch other people's reactions while they watch a movie.
One of the funniest things about watching.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not like Bob and I love something so much we want to see if other people are loving it. We just want to see how they react in general to whatever kind of movie. Doesn't necessarily mean that we liked it, loved it. We just want to see what other people are going to say. Now, Bob and I gave each other our opinions on this, but we didn't tell Derek because we didn't want to sway Derek in any way. Just like before I watched it, Bob didn't tell me anything because he didn't want to give me any kind of inkling of what I was about to be watching, and he didn't want me to be prepared. And I'm going to say, I will tell you, I was not prepared. It was not at all in the direction that I thought it was going to go. And It had a lot of it had me guessing for the first like
in another way.
You think you're going one way and it yanks you in a completely opposite direction. Now, with that being said, Derek.
Would you like me to just dive in?
We sat down with the three of us and another person, another bud of ours, and we're watching it after hours at the theater. So there's nobody there. It's just us. So the mood is set. Tensions are high. And then Derek, go ahead and get into it.
All right. So I, like Ian, did not watch any trailers before going into this movie. I wanted to be completely surprised. I had seen that review by Edgar Wright. I had seen that people were screaming and jumping out of their seat and talking about how fantastic this movie was. So I was excited to see it, but I had no idea what it was actually about. I knew that somebody ended up in a cage because of a poster that I saw. That's as far as I knew. And so we went and watched this movie, and how to put this delicately. What I said when we came out of the movie was, this is the worst movie I've seen in 20 years.
All spoilers.
Full just spoilers for anybody going in. So I hated almost every second of this movie. I've never been more, well, I won't say never. I've not been this disappointed in a movie in a long time. I did not care about any of the characters.
You didn't know anything about it, so how can you be disappointed? Saying that you're disappointed means you was expecting something going in.
I was expecting it to be good because of all the high praise that it had gotten.
I guess.
I go in with expectations of whether or not people have enjoyed the project. I even heard Bob before we were going in I overheard him talking to the other person we watched it with, saying, oh, I was going to give it this and such. So I heard his rating for the movie. And so I thought, all right, well, I'm still excited to see this. And I did not care for the movie. I was given a lot of crap after watching it because I didn't like the movie. And I'm sure I'm going to with this.
Give it a lot of crap, not just because you didn't like it, but because of your reactions during it. You literally went on a 5-minute rant at the very beginning because the main girl
is an idiot.
Did something that every main character does in a horror movie.
Yeah, and they're always stupid. And every main character in every horror movie doesn't. You can't sit there and tell me that Laurie Strode would have done what this woman did. You can't tell me that Neve Campbell
Laurie from the Scream Strode movies got would her have, daughter killed.
You can't tell me Laurie Strode didn't get her daughter killed. Laurie Strode was laid up in a hospital bed. Her daughter went off on her own. She didn't even know she left
because of what Laurie taught her and the way Laurie
I will take criticism of myself. I will take criticism of my opinions, but I will be damned if I let you besmirch the name of Laurie Strode.
I'm just saying she's not perfect.
So yeah, I'll tell you right now, my biggest problem with the movie is I did not care about a single character, and I was glad when all of them that died. I didn't care about any of them. I think that the main character of this movie was
even the homeless man
was I wasn't glad when he died, but that will I gotta tell you, I'm actually changing my rating because of that scene. But
I don't know if that's good or bad.
There wasn't a character to root for in this. The woman that is the main character, the woman that's the main character does everything that she shouldn't do. And she even makes a point of saying, well, you're a man, you don't have to do this. If I would have been here and you came to the door, I wouldn't even have let you in. So she knew she shouldn't have come into the first place. She knew she was putting herself into a bad position. It was against
her better judgment. She struggled with the thought, but she was in a place that she didn't know. She didn't know where else to go.
Then drive. This is 2022.
You locked herself in rooms. And
Well before that. This is taking place in 2022. This is not like 1995 where she couldn't get on her phone and find whether or not there was a hotel an hour away. She was just outside of the city of Detroit. Do you know how many cities all around that area she could have gone to? I don't care what kind of convention is going on in Detroit. You're not going to tell me that you can't find a single room in a seedy motel somewhere within 2 hours drive.
But it was already really late, and she had a meeting she had to be to in the morning. So you're saying it's late. She should drive 2 hours away and then drive 2 hours back. That's 4 hours.
Yes.
Driving.
Because you know what the alternative is? Getting locked in a cage and getting shot and thrown off of a roof.
She absolutely should have. No, there's no way she would have known that.
It doesn't matter. She went into
it. Literally matters.
She went into an Airbnb with a complete stranger, slept in the same house, and then came back the next day. Like, I'll give her staying there the night. She didn't have anywhere else to go. There is zero reason for her to have gone back there during the day. She could have packed up all her stuff, left in the morning, had her meeting, called the people that ran the thing, said, hey, you double booked this. I need a reimbursement and I need a night free, something, anything. She could have done anything, but she didn't. She came back to the house in clearly the worst possible neighborhood you could be in. It is the only house in a 2 mile radius that isn't burnt down, that isn't like graffitied all over with stuff overgrown. It's the only place in that entire area. She is specifically warned by her future boss, don't go there. You shouldn't be there. And she still goes back. I was rooting for this woman to die through the whole movie because she deserved it. I'm not big on victim blaming, but this woman was literally walking up to a bear and slathering herself in meat and saying, ooh, don't eat me. Don't eat me. That she might as well have done that.
Why are you saying it's so seductive?
Because that she wanted me. She wanted to get the bear all to her. Slather.
I thought Tess was a good character.
No, I want you to know something, Derek.
Also, the movie is a spoof and it's not funny.
It is not a fucking spoof.
It is a horror comedy. You cannot lie to me and say that when Justin Long walks into this movie,
I'm telling you a fact.
When Justin Long walks into this movie, it turns into a farce. It is all. I wasn't
just because Justin Long's character is silly does not. That's saying that any comedic relief in a horror movie it makes it a spoof, and that's Justin Long's character, him being silly that way.
Justin
Long being a kind of being like a douchey type guy. That doesn't make it a spoof.
Into an underground tunnel, into a creepy torture basement to measure.
Which showed what kind of character he was. He didn't care about any of that. He didn't care that there was blood on the walls. He didn't care that there was a camera. He was only thinking about himself and how to get himself out of this trouble that he clearly put himself into. Well, you don't know what's clear until the end, but you know, that's all he's thinking about. He's not thinking about anything else. He's only thinking about like, shit, this is my house. I got all this extra footage. I'm going to get paid. That's all he's thinking about. That doesn't make it a spoof. That just makes him that type of shady character.
The movie was laughable, but it was funny, unfortunately.
I want you to know something. So recently I ran into this couple, and this couple tells me that the woman, I don't know how this exactly works, but like met a girl from TikTok,
mm-hmm,
and had been talking to this girl, making videos with this girl on TikTok for a few months now. Actually, no, it wasn't even that long, like a few weeks maybe. And they become such good friends, right? Which I know what you're thinking. That's not really that asinine. Like you've done the same thing with people that you haven't met. They're like through social media and TikTok and stuff like that. This woman was from Mississippi. She is from Mississippi. She's still alive. She's from Mississippi. She drove up here to hang out with this couple and stayed with them.
Sounds like a perfectly normal thing to do.
Yeah.
God, people are dumb. And what happened to stranger danger? Like, we just completely left that. We just let that go. Go ahead.
So then, like, I'll rewind. Like, I want to say this is like 10 plus years ago. I played with this group of people online. Now, I knew this group of people. I worked with them. But there's this one kid that jumps in our lobby one day, and he just keeps like jumping in all of our games. So eventually, we start like inviting him, and he starts playing games with us, right? And he's playing like, I mean, we're talking a few months. I want to say from Alabama. He came up here to hang out with a few of the guys. My point being is this is not as asinine as you're making it out to be.
It should
like
be.
I'm not saying it shouldn't.
If I ever found out that one of my kids
would never do if anything I ever, like that.
If that was Claire, my oldest daughter, she's about to turn 10 in about a week. If my oldest daughter called me in 10 years and said, "Hey, I'm supposed to stay at this Airbnb, but they overbooked and there's this other dude here. I'm just going to go and stay there." Are you freaking kidding me? No. Just because people do it doesn't mean it should be done.
No, and I agree with you saying, but I'm saying people do it. Yeah, but people do it.
Well, that doesn't mean I have to root for it. It's stupid. There's one character that's redeemable in this entire movie. That's Bill Skarsgård's character.
But my point being,
but he deserved to die too because he went down in that basement.
Did he go or did he get snatched?
No, he walked down there to find the room. He said, "I can't leave until I see the room." Why? Why? For what reason?
I thought you meant deep down into the
corner. No, I think he got snatched up once he got down there.
But my point is that people do this stuff, and although you don't think it's acceptable, and I agree with you, it's not smart. I don't think people should do it.
People never But it is
something that happens. And again, like you just said, Dateline, there's stories about shit like this all the time. So I don't think it's as far-fetched as you're making it out to be that this woman goes to this place, finds out that she has like a double booking basically, and then says, "You know what? I'm going to come inside. I'm going to look at hotels," and then finds out all hotels are booked. Okay. Well, yeah, she could drive an hour or two outside.
Did she find out all hotels were booked? Because she clicked on one and then the random guy said, "Oh yeah, there's a convention of some kind that I can't remember what it was."
It was implied that she had been there for a minute. We don't know how long she was in the house before they showed that. Do you want to sit there for 10 minutes watching her scroll through and calling hotels?
You know how they could have fixed it? She could have called that and then they could have easily showed the passage of time and be like, "God, that's the 10th hotel that's fully booked," and thrown her phone down.
I'm sorry that you can't put two and two together.
I can put two and two together. Maybe I'm a better writer than the people who wrote this movie. God, this movie is bad.
Wait.
Let me finish one thing. There are two things that are redeeming qualities of this movie. Bill Skarsgård's death was fantastic and brutal and exactly what I expected out of the movie when he died. Because even though she annoyed me leading up to that, I really thought I was going to enjoy it. But his death was really well done. It was creepy, you know, all of that. I didn't jump like Ian hoped I would jump when you see the monster or the woman down there. And then
I put my hand on your shoulder and screamed.
I know it was funny. I did not jump, but it did make me chuckle. And the homeless guy, "I've lived here for 15 years. She'd never dare come in here." And then she just busts through the wall and literally ripped off his arm and beat him to death with it. That was funny. That was funny, and it might have been worth a point or two.
Actually, Derek, the line is, "I've lived in here for 15 years, and she ain't never came in this motherfucker."
I thought,
and then she busted like the Kool-Aid man.
I thought the writing was pretty original. I liked how it kept leading us one way and took us an entire other way. In fact, when Bill Skarsgård dies and you just see Tess kind of freak out and then it goes black and then you hear music start playing, I kind of thought the movie was over right there. And then you see Justin Long and his character and you know he's going to get into some shit. And I, you know, Justin Long I think is a underrated actor. I love the type of movies that he chooses to do. I've never watched Tusk, but I hear people are loving it and I hear they're working on a sequel. So it didn't appeal to me. I didn't want to watch that, but I love Jeepers Creepers, and I like that he chooses to do these different type of movies, especially when it comes to horror. I think the twists in it, I thought was pretty clever. I thought some of the stuff made me gag, and I thought that was awful. Some of the stuff, huh?
Diddy milk.
Yeah. Oh God, that was so awful.
The fuzzy nipple on that bottle is what was like. Oh, God. Yeah. Like the breast milk was bad enough, but did it have to be? Did it have to be a furry rubber nipple coming down?
I was actually disappointed. I actually think Tess was a compelling character. I think her name's Georgina or something. Campbell, is that her name?
I don't know. It was well acted. It's not her fault.
Yeah, but I thought she did a good job, and I thought all the acting was pretty good in it. And I liked Tess. I thought Tess was a survivor. Hands down, she was a damn survivor. And I was real disappointed in finding out that Justin Long's character wasn't an innocent victim. He was just a shady guy. So
was he a bad guy or a good guy that did a bad thing?
He was a bad guy.
Well, it was clearly because when he said that, he did another bad thing.
I was just quoting the movie.
Yeah, he was clearly a bad dude. But I like that. I mean,
you slipped. I tried to catch it.
Yeah. I didn't even let go.
But you did feel sorry for him when he accidentally shot her. It really seemed like he cared and all that. But I'm wondering if he didn't actually know it was her and just wanted to wound her to be a savior to get her out of the house. So
yeah, but at the same time, like for me, it was that he shot her and then he was willing to help her, and that makes you question his character. Like, well, did he really do these horrible things to this girl? And he says, like, at first she said no, but, you know, I'm just really convincing. And you think, like, well, that's not necessarily rape unless she was like, no. And he's like, yes. Well, that's not convincing. Yeah. That's just you being a piece of shit.
Right.
Yeah. You know, you're not. And plus, like, if you have to, like, talk and persuade her, like, the answer is still no.
Right.
Yeah.
So back off, but like you don't really know like exactly the full extent of the conversation, but you kind of like have that in the back of your brain. Like, I don't know, something's off about this motherfucker. Like he seems like the type that would do some shady shit like that. So when he shoots her and he helps her out, I was like, you know, this doesn't wash away your sins for me, but it's a step in the right direction that you're willing to fix your mistakes. And then he says something about like, oh, I'm just trying to fix my mistakes. And he was willing to help Tess out of the house. And I was just like, oh man, like I'm really liking his character. And then like another comedic turn, like as soon as she busts the wall and beats that guy, he was like, fuck. And he takes off running.
And just leaves her behind.
And then he runs up the water tower and she follows him. And he's just like, oh God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. The way he's running up and that was just kind of comedic to me too, the way he was running. And then the whole time I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, first of all, I don't know why you didn't just run to the opening that you came in through. Why you thought, let's go up on top of that water tower. She can never get us up there.
They didn't watch Scream. That's why you never run upstairs.
No, it was just even upstairs, like you could open a window, go out on the roof. There's nowhere to go up there.
Right.
Like, I don't know why he's like, oh, we're trapped. I'm like, well, what did you think was going to happen? There was a, did you think it was a fucking slide on the other side? You were just going to, wee. Like, what did you think was going to happen? Now, I will say, let me say something before I will say something else. And that is the fact that I'm watching this movie at the beginning and they're building so much tension and I'm thinking, wow, this is really creepy. And then the next morning she goes out to her car and they show all those houses like run down and graffitied. And I thought, damn, you should get new fucking headlights.
Right. Had she not noticed that driving any of
that when you pulled in? Nothing. There's even street lights on that street.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't see any of the houses. A little weird. Right.
Yeah.
So that was a red flag for me. And then and just the tension they build of the basement. And I don't know what it is, but something about a rope and a wall makes anybody want to pull it, I guess.
Why? Why would you pull that rope?
Yeah, like, oh, shit, rope and a wall.
You're telling me you wouldn't pull that rope?
You know what? Right now I'm going to say no, but I guarantee if I'm in there, I'm probably going to pull it.
I'm going to pull it.
I don't think I could stop myself. I think the whole time I'd be like, why am I pulling this?
You know, this woman, she had not seen Scream clearly, but she definitely saw Fifth Element. Because when she needed to see down that hallway, all she heard in her head was, Aziz, light!
Very good. Thank you, Aziz.
Thank you, Aziz.
Thank you, Aziz. So, so the fact that like it's going in one direction and completely goes somewhere else when they cut to Justin Long, it had me intrigued at the beginning of like what's going on, what could this be? Surely Bill Sarsgaard isn't the villain here, because like this just seems too obvious, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even that when you met him, it kind of seemed like, is he?
Yeah. Is he
be something?
And then he seemed like a genuine guy too, like, oh well, I noticed that you were in the bathroom and I thought you may want some wine, so I waited so you could see me open it, right? Because you don't know me, and I noticed you didn't drink your tea, which why would you, because you know you don't know me.
Yeah.
So I was like, God man, I'm starting to like Keith. And when she goes down that dark corridor and finds him and he says, we gotta go, there's something else down there. I thought, ooh, what's down there? And he said, something bit me. And I'm like, ooh, what bit you? And then Titties comes up and grabs him by the back of the head and bashes his head against the wall. And then she turns and screams. And yeah, and she turns and screams. And then it cuts. And I was like, you know, I'm at this big theater and I just go to the edge of my seat and I'm like, all right, you fucking got me. What is that?
Yeah.
Now I gotta wait. Okay, that's mm-hmm. cool. Justin Long, he makes me laugh. And it starts to unravel and I'm just like, you know,
I like the pacing too.
Yeah, and I did too, but I was just like, man, I cannot fucking believe that is what that is. Like I was thinking vampire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A mutated like zombie of some sort, or a mutant
ghoul.
And see, you just made a point that made me that is another big problem with the story, in my opinion, is I was in on it. Now, yeah, did I think that she was an idiot for the way she was acting? Yes, but I was intrigued by the story. You know, the door opened randomly while she's sleeping. Is Keith actually a good guy? Was this all a setup somehow? You know, has he been stalking her? That's how he knows all these things that she's talking about with the documentary and the musicians and all that. And then the way he was acting when he went down, it very much seemed like somebody who was trying to convince her to stay and come down and like lure her down into the basement. And I was there for it. You know, I was yelling at the screen. Why would you follow him? Why would you go down there? Just leave. You don't know this guy. This guy, if I was in that situation, I would think this guy is clearly trying to lure me down into this basement, to lock me into that room and do God knows what on that camera. But she didn't. She followed him down there. And then I was intrigued by what was going on. And then they cut for 20 minutes. We don't see anything else of what's going on. We don't see Tess again. We don't see what's actually lurking down there. They spend so little time on what's actually happening in the plot of the movie to show Justin Long go get drunk with his friend and then drunk dial this woman and then wake up and fall asleep and then do something else and then call his mom. They spend so much time with this character after giving us the intriguing part and showing us what's going on before moving on with it, that by the time that the movie gets to the end, they don't have time to do any of that anymore. I was telling Bob that the whole point of the movie, the barbarian of the movie, the only person that I would say is barbaric, because I don't blame the woman, the monster, because I wasn't heard. She's, you know, she's an inbred genetic mutation, you know, thing that was kept down there by her father. Her father is the villain of the movie. We never see him be villainous. We get 2 to 3 minute, maybe a 5 minute scene of him go and unlock a window. And then we see that he made tapes of these people.
You want to see him do those things?
No, but I want to spend more time. I think it was
the implication.
But that's the problem. Yeah. It's all implied and not that whole part of the movie should have been the crux of the movie. It shouldn't have been 20 minutes of Justin Long. They should have used some of that
whole
time.
Scene with him and the tapes and all that it literally explains why the woman, it explains why
that
she was like the way she was.
What is the big rule in a movie? It's show, don't tell. I don't want to get an exposition scene from the random homeless guy that talks about how terrible this dude was and what he was doing. I want to know, how did he get away from the police for so long? How did he make those tunnels? What was he actually doing down there? Why is this genetic mutation somehow still lactating when she clearly hasn't had a baby in 30-40 years? What's going on? It didn't make any sense. And then they wasted that scene. And then the fact that he had an opportunity to kill Justin Long while he's down there and instead shoots himself. It made no sense.
Well, you have to suspend a little disbelief.
Well, yeah, that's fine. Movie. But the whole point, they made a point of him saying, oh, I'm never leaving. And the homeless guy said, oh, no, he never left. Just for him to off himself because Justin Long said, oh, I'm going to bring the cops. Shoot him. He can't bring the cops if he's dead. Nobody knows he's down there.
I don't think he said I'm bringing the cops. I think he said the cops are coming.
Now, he said cops will be swarming this place. He said, I'm gonna get them. The implication, again, you guys, we were talking about implications. The implication is that he's going to bring the cops because now he's gotten away.
I think you brought it up.
I don't think that's the same as what I'm saying. The implication is, the implication being that this man went and put on a suit that said Carlos when his name was Frank. Yeah, he went to a lady's house and unlatched the window when he clearly doesn't work there. And then when he goes home, he has these videos and this stuff about babies, which he's clearly a single man. And then you hear somebody screaming when he opens the door. That is not just implication.
Well, I feel like
you're strongly implying, but you're talking about a very loose...
No, I know exactly what he was doing, and I know what they were saying that he was doing, and exactly. No, I don't want to see him.
You know exactly because you didn't. Yeah, but
it was still boring. The movie is called Barbarian. Who is the barbarian in this movie? Who is the barbarian in the movie?
I think it's the mutated.
They lived well. That they lived on. It was on Barbary Street.
She literally kills Bill Skarsgård by beating his head against.
I'm just saying that the title character of the movie is the dad. It's the only one that makes any sense. It's
I disagree.
The fact that they had a backstory ready to go, and instead of showing us anything about that backstory, they showed him preparing to kidnap a woman, which again, I don't want to see him raping and killing women. It's not what I want to see.
You sure? It sounds like
I want to see the story of who this guy was.
Show, don't tell.
Show, don't tell. I didn't want random people talking about it. I didn't want Justin Long turning around and be like, oh my God, you're sick, you're freak. And then him just drooling randomly. And again, why would he kill himself? His whole point was that he would be there forever.
Because he was clearly dying.
Okay.
Not like he was having a life.
It was terrible. God, I hated this movie so much. I'm starting to not have a coherent thought on the...
I think you're rambling. It's making me rate it higher.
Go ahead. I'm not rating it any higher.
I mean, yeah, I just
say the same.
I respect your opinion. I just think you're being a little too harsh because I hated the movie X, but I at least gave it a 3.
Well, that's
I haven't seen X. I hated it all the way through. I'm just saying, like, I can say, like, God, I really didn't like that movie. I hated that movie, but I'm definitely exaggerating the fact that, like, I hated something. Like, I strongly disliked it. There were things about it that I did like, that I found joy, but overall, I just didn't think it was a great movie. Bobby did, and I respect the fact that Bobby liked that heaping pile of garbage. And no, but seriously, I respect that you guys like this
movie more than I did, and that's perfectly fine. You know, I've been harping on this forever. Well, that I art is subjective.
That's not my point. That's not my point. My point being is, I don't think that there was nothing to like about this movie, even if you didn't like it.
Okay, so we're going off, I've seen it one time, so we're going off of the first impression of the movie. When the visceral reaction I had to this movie is stronger than any I've had since John Tucker Must Die, which is the first movie that I've ever walked out on. Like, John Tucker Must Die is the only movie that I would ever say is a 0 out of 10. There is no redeeming qualities of that movie.
But you are kind of a drama queen.
I am a drama queen, and that's okay. That's why you have me on as a guest on your show. But you can't say that I'm overreacting if I'm going off of my reaction and how I felt about the movie. I'm not overreacting. I'm simply telling you how I felt at the end of the
movie. You are overreacting in the fact that I think that you just said a minute ago, like, that you thought the acting was good. Yeah, at least
the acting was fine.
So I don't know why you would rate it so low.
Because the movie as a whole is terrible. I'm not giving it a 0.
I mean, aren't you though? I mean, like, what you're giving it is basically the equivalent of a 0. It's just
not true.
Yeah, because, like, we're rating it 1 out of 10. If we were rating it 0 out of 10, you probably would have gave it a 0.
No, I would not. The acting was fine. The acting was well done. And there were two scenes that I liked out of the entire movie. So the movie was an hour and 45 minutes long. And of those hour and 45 minutes, I enjoyed maybe 3 minutes of it.
I'll tell you why there are comedic moments in this movie.
Because it's a horror comedy. That's why.
No, it's not.
May I?
Please. Look it up.
You know who wrote this movie?
I don't know. Is Edgar Wright? Is that why he liked it so much?
No, it was Zach Cregger.
Okay.
Zach Cregger was a writer for The Whitest Kids You Know.
Yeah.
And I thought he did a good job.
And he was on a show that was a pure comedy show. He's been on a few of those. And he's written for comedy sketch shows. So that's where your comedic effort comes from there.
Yeah.
And I think he did want to write something horror comedy-esque. And it does have some, and you brought up Scream, and I brought up Scream as well when we watched this movie. I said, I said, the people in Scream make a lot of boneheaded decisions, and they call it like meta, like they're self-aware. Yeah,
they're being self-aware on purpose. That's the whole purpose of Scream, is to be people that know what not to do during a horror movie and yet do it anyway. That's the whole point.
Well,
of
but Scream. That's what I. But
it's
that's
a wink and a
like,
nod at the. At
yeah,
the
but I feel like that's what she did in Barbarian. She gave that entire. You said it yourself. She gave that entire speech about how it's harder for women and women shouldn't trust men in a situation that she was in, and all statistics on paper would tell you like, don't put yourself in this situation. It's not good. It's not going to go well. And then she does it anyway. She's self-aware of the fact that, yeah, I clearly shouldn't be doing this because this doesn't go in a woman's favor 9 times out of 10. And then she does it. But you're saying when Scream does it, it's okay. But when Barbarian does it, it's not okay because you hated it.
No, I'm saying when Scream does it, they do it on purpose. That's the entire point of Scream.
But that's what I'm saying. I think
Scream is a meta horror movie.
I think that was the point of this, though. I think that's the reason she's brought it up.
There, at no point in time is there a wink and a nod at the camera in this movie. The point of this movie is not to be a meta criticism on horror movies. They are not the same thing. Because Scream is literally the culmination of slasher movies and slasher movie culture. The whole point of it, they literally have a character that says, don't do these things in a horror movie or you will die. And then the people do all of those things. It is literally built around the fact that people know what to do in a slasher movie and then they do it anyway. That's the whole point of the movie. This is a movie that is meant to be on its own, that is not self-aware, that is supposed to be making you surprised at the twists and turns.
But then why do you think she brought up that speech
surprised.
At the beginning?
I was surprised at the twists and turns.
Why do you think she brought up that whole speech then?
To make herself not look like an idiot, but all it did was make her look like more of an idiot. Because probably there's a lot of people in the audience like me going, why are you even in this house? Well, I know I shouldn't because, you know, if it was
sounds
me
like
in the
majority
house,
a lot, majority of the audiences liked it.
That's so fine. I'm glad minority. They did. I'm happy to be in the minority. You guys won't change my mind. I hated this.
I'm movie. Not trying to change your mind.
It sounds like
you're no, I'm not trying to change your mind. I'm just trying to make. I'm just trying to get you to understand that what you're saying doesn't make sense.
I disagree completely. It makes
you,
sense.
You can't disagree because I just gave my opinion.
Okay. Well, that's the whole reason why you can't. That's the whole reason why you can't say that I don't understand what I'm saying.
Let's
I'm the one saying it.
I didn't say you didn't understand. I
said,
asked.
You think that you're under,
it was a question.
No, you straight up said, I think you're doing this. That was you saying that I misunderstood the way that I interpreted the movie. If
well, I was,
interpreted
I was
the
asking,
movie,
don't, I said, why do you think she brought that up? Because you said, well, in Scream,
no,
they're self-aware and they did the, oh, I was like, what are you, I was like,
no,
well,
it was something
we
that we talked about
that.
Earlier.
What was it?
I don't even remember what the conversation was. You were talking about
you
me.
Just remember you being right. Okay.
No. I remember you literally brought
I don't
up.
Remember the conversation. I just remember how you set up.
No,
you
said
wrong.
You said that you thought that I was being too harsh and that you thought I was being over. I don't remember the words that you actually used, but you were basically saying that my critique of the movie, you thought that I didn't. God, I can't remember exactly what you said, man. We've been on here for a
I
while.
Think you overreacted. You're being overdramatic.
Overdramatic. Let's maybe. Right. I don't know. Bob's done.
Bob says, I think it's more interesting when we argue, and he's like, shut the fuck up, it's radio.
Bob, how many times did you go to the bathroom during this movie?
That doesn't three. Count.
First no, time. I'm talking about the count. First time. First time.
Oh, okay.
Not
first,
like, not
first time enough. It was three.
Good God, three?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys go. I want to go last.
The only reason I'm rushing is because I don't know how long my hotspot's going to last, and I'm nervous about it. I love arguing.
Your hotspot's going to be fine, bud.
As soon as I use most of the data, it's going to start going slow, and I doubt it'll connect.
How much data do you have on your hotspot?
I thought it was unlimited, but even when I brought it up, they said that it's still when you use so much, it'll start to lag.
Yeah, but you have at least probably 25 gigs of that.
Yeah, maybe, but I've been without internet for 2 weeks, and I've used a lot of it.
Oh, you've been using this. Okay, I thought you meant this was the first time you used it.
He hasn't been using the hotspot. He's been using his data.
I've been using data. Anyway, do you want me to do it?
Go first, Bob.
I'm going to give it a 7.
I was going to say, if you were going to say 8, I was going to get on to you because you said you weren't going to bump it up. Because
I was between 6.5 and 7 at all times. And I'm going to give it a 7 because I've thought about it more.
That's fair. Ian, I want to go last.
I think it's at least a 6.5.
6.5. Respectable.
That's fair. All right, so everyone has listened to me rant and rave about this movie and how much I disliked it.
They probably turned this off.
That's fine. Anybody that's still listening. When I walked out of the movie, I'm not lying. I did say, and I hold to the fact that this is the worst movie I've seen in 20 years. In my opinion, I'm aware my opinion is not everyone's opinion, and that is perfectly fine. Also, when we left the theater, I said I would give this movie a 1 out of 10. I've sat with it for a couple of days, and thinking back on the two scenes that I actually liked and the fact that the acting was good, I am going to give it a 2 out of 10. So I gave it one extra point because it had two scenes that one was actually gritty and gruesome, like, and really good horror. The other one made me laugh out loud, and then the acting was okay. So I bumped it up
on X, and I still gave it a 10.
Yeah, I know. And everybody thinks you're insane for giving X a 10. That's not a good, and again, that's your freaking opinion. I can have an opinion. That's
so different. I feel like I was going to give it one thing, and I stewed on it a few days, and I thought the acting was good, and I enjoyed these two scenes. I'm going to give it a 2.
I was giving it a 1.
I thought you were going to say at least a 3.
No, I was giving it a 1 because like, you of know the what? Acting.
You're right. Maybe I was being a little harsh. The acting was good.
I would have given it a 0 out of 10 if the acting was terrible. If the acting was terrible, I would have given it a 0. But the acting was good, and there were two scenes that I liked. So it gets 1 point, 1/2 point for each of the scenes I liked, and 1 point for the acting. I thought the cinematography sucked. I thought the script was terrible. I didn't like the story, the pacing. I thought it was too long somehow when it was only an hour and 45 minutes long. And I did not care about character.
What did you expect cinematography wise? It was dark the whole time.
It was literally a tunnel.
It was literally, there was a scene that was a point of view shot of Justin Long that was awful. And there were like a bunch of weird fish eye angles that were wide at spots and narrow at others, and they messed with the proportions of his arms. It was awful. It looked like a middle schooler from somewhere in the Midwest made this movie. It was terrible.
Why did they have to be from the Midwest?
Because if it was somewhere from the West Coast or the East Coast, they would probably be more in tuned with cinematography. I'm from the Midwest. I know how we think.
Okay.
I hated this movie.
This has been very interesting.
I hope that everyone loves this movie. Please go watch it for yourself.
Thank you for coming on.
All the movies review, you should watch for yourself. Don't just listen to our reviews and make your opinion on it. You should watch it. All movies deserve to be seen.
Mm-hmm. And seen with a fair shake. Give it a fair shot.
Yeah. It's all you can do.
Sorry, Ian.
We good. Please, Derek, thank you again for
that. Was a weird timing issue.
He gets a little gin in him, Bobby, and you can't shut him up.
Thank you for coming on to the show again.
Thank you for having me, buddy. I appreciate it.
It seems like you're really the only one that wants to come on every now and again.
I think I'm the only one you ask.
No.
I was going to say, I think to be fair. You've asked other people?
Yeah, I asked Cody.
Well, you came on.
Could have came on.
That just shot your whole argument in the foot.
Cody hasn't seen it. And then I ask about Wells all the time. I don't really ask him, but I ask about him.
Well, I don't think he knows you're asking about him, Bob. Well, Bob? Well, of course I'd love to
go. The hairs on his arms raise up like Spider-Man in Infinity War. Bob's wondering if I'll be on the show.
It's the same feeling he gets when he watches Anakin slay younglings. Yeah. I feel a
disturbance. No, that's called an erection.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Well, thanks again for listening as we go off the rails like for yet another episode.
Show some support.
Go ahead, Bob.
Show some support by going to our merch store. Link is in the description. I'm sorry.
Now go ahead and do the whole intro. You're the one fucking this bitch. I'm just holding the camera.
Sorry. I'll shut up. Thank you, everybody.
Wow. He's like, I'll shut up. What, I'm good at damn well pleased. Oh, God, I can't breathe. No, this has been fantastic, as always, with the two of you. I love it every time. But yeah, more to come. We have, Bob, what do we have? Don't Worry, Darling? Is that what it's called?
We have Don't Worry, Darling next. And then for the month of
October. Lighthouse! We got Lighthouse. Nighthouse.
Nighthouse, yeah.
Almost forgot. Month of October, what?
What's happening? The month of October, we're going to do a franchise. And I think the first franchise we're going to do horror-wise is Friday the 13th. And we're going to do three movies at a time.
We are excited about that.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
No, those are going to be like bonus episodes, right?
They're going to watch them one at a time, and we're going to do it. I can't wait for it. So look forward to that, people.
It could be a bonus episode. We're kind of making this up.
I think we will have to release some bonus episodes, especially for the month of October.
I mean, we've got Halloween Ends coming out. We've got Smile coming out as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Smile.
Watch out for that. Week. We're gonna be doing that one for our next one, two, or maybe our third episode. We don't know. Like I said, we make this up as we go. So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all I got to say about it. It's been fun, as always, ranting with you guys about another movie. More to come. Derek's going to be on a few more reviews with us. We're going to argue a hell of a lot more. We're going to disagree till we're blue in the face. And that's what you're here for. And if not, well, then you just don't like having fun, do you?
Yeah.
As always, we have been the Silver Screen Scoundrels for... Derek, I don't know why I'm pointing because he may not be there at the end of this edit. And Bobby and myself, so long and good night.
Yay!